Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A new United Nations report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror and of employing a scorched earth policy against the civilian population. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And then basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA party said Friday that the party will believe Dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. The president is nearing the end of a five-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections will take place in August 2017. This is VOA News.